break it down. Wake up, wake up. Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't turn my mic on, but now I do.
I turned mine on.
Oh, you're so clever.
It's not my job anymore.
Nah, you don't push buttons, bro.
I just push your buttons.
The wrong ones.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, you're looking a bit sad over there looking at everyone's Europe photos.
Oh, just going through Instagram, every single person seems to be on the Mediterranean on a boat having a swim.
Staying in Australia in July is the worst
because
everyone seems to be overseas.
Well, you're off on holiday, so you get to go to the snow. So not only am I going to be looking at Europe photos, I'm going to be looking at your skiing photos.
Yeah.
So I am doing the show by myself for the next few days, but I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, you can let loose. You can say the stuff that I won't let you say.
Oh, there's been a couple of breaks you haven't let me do. We probably can't talk about those. In fact, we did one this morning, but you did that break. We dedicated a lot of this podcast towards farting. I was hoping you'd say it, not me.
I thought you were going to say Gavin.
Oh, I am Gavin. Yeah, yeah. Goes hand in hand, actually.
Yeah, look, farting. It's a horrible word, isn't it? Farting.
Letting smoky off the chain.
Came up a bit in this. Well, like we just expected to go for like one break, but then everyone just kept calling with their stories.
Yeah, so we had a lot of ladies call up with their stories, which was very surprising. But really? I love a good toilet. I love toilet humor,
yeah,
a good fart
too.
Joke. So this whole podcast, you guys are going to laugh.
Enjoy.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Josiah,
yeah.
I found your next holiday activity.
Talk to me, Ellie. What am I doing?
Well, I found something that really stood out to me because as soon as I saw it, I was like, this is perfect for Josiah because you have no friends.
Really. No, I don't.
You know, like you're a bit
lonely. I have one.
You've got one?
Chad.
Chad. Remember?
Yeah, just Chad.
Oh,
no one else.
God, I've heard so much about bloody Chad.
Oh.
Everything. Like, oh, Chad's been
He's actually coming to the Goulburn Valley soon to visit.
Is he?
Oh, well, you wait Goulburn Valley till Chad arrives. You wait.
Do you know what? I'm looking forward to it because at this point in time, I don't believe he's real.
Yeah, you know, he's my imaginary friend.
Yeah, exactly. But in case Chad does bail on you/doesn't disappear,
yeah.
Then I found you some other friends.
Cool.
They're found in a theme park in Japan. And when I think of theme parks in Japan, I just think of this music.
As in, was it the theme park Hello Kitty World?
No,
or
it's not.
Another one.
But Hello Kitty, I'm sure this song plays there.
There is a Hello Kitty World over there.
There is.
Yes.
Hello Kitty is very popular. In fact, I went there and had a coffee. You know, they did coffee art.
Yeah.
A Hello Kitty face on my coffee art once.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Very clever.
Anyway, stop trying to distract me from getting you some friends, buddy.
I don't want any.
This theme park is called Hirakata Park. It's in Osaka.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I did Japanese for my leaving
exams. I won't question you again then. Yep.
Hirakata, if you want to be.
Very good. Arigato.
Yeah, well done, well done. Now, Hirakata Park, it's your typical theme park. It's got roller coasters, it's got rides. It's actually the oldest theme park in Japan. And now they've come up with a bit of fun feature, something that you can do while you're there, and that is the Instant Friends booth
awesome.
That they've got going. So basically, they have hired people whose job it is purely to hang around the theme park and offer to get in your photos with you.
Stop it.
So you look like you've got more friends on social media.
That is amazing. So not only do I love Instagram.
Yeah.
You know I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Follow me anytime,
How many
everyone.
Followers do you have?
Not that. 4.5.
Oh, just 4.5.
Don't mention it.
4.5 people.
Not only do I, people.
Who's the half?
And neither of them are friends. My friend Chad doesn't even follow me. No, but not only is Instagram one of my favorite things, you know I love that.
Yeah.
But I also don't have friends. So this is like the perfect scenario for me.
At the moment, literally, if you scroll through your Instagram, it's just photos of you.
I know. I thought about that the other day. I'm like, I need to put up like a sunrise or something. But then they introduced the story thing. So I put my little sunrises on there and then just saved the rest for just photos of me.
Oh, you've given that.
Maybe I'll put up a photo of Chad and I.
Well, you could if he existed.
True. It's just going to be a picture. You know what? Chad's in every single one of my photos.
Is he?
Yeah, because they're just of me. He's my invisible friend over my shoulder.
Well, mate, all I got to say is just bloody get to Japan. Get yourself some friends.
I will. Thanks for the tip.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, I've said it a couple of times now, I saw equally the best and the worst of humanity at the same time.
So worse because it was a Monday or?
I just saw how some people reacted to a situation and how other people reacted and the One hand really annoyed me. Another hand warmed my heart. God, I need this coffee this morning.
I'll get you one after this. Don't worry. I'm about to get one for me. So okay. I'll get one for you then.
Okay, thanks so much. So I was driving along McLennan Street in Maroopna with Gav, my boyfriend.
Sorry, I forgot his name. Thank you for clarifying.
And we were kind of driving into Maroopna from Shep, and we saw this massive dog bounding along the street. And McLennan Street is a busy street. And this massive dog, it was kind of like Great Dane size, but it wasn't a Great Dane. I don't know what breed it was. Bounding along the road. Definitely a dog, yep, but a huge dog. Could have been a small horse. And it just, you could tell it just had no road sense. Like it had no street awareness. And it just kept kind of darting in front of traffic, bounding like, and you could tell it was scared. It had a collar on. So we knew that this is obviously a dog that's
so it was on the run. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like a stray, weird, wild horse thing.
Wild fox.
And so it kind of went down a side street, and a car very nearly hit it, had to slam on the brakes to hit it. And so Gav and I were driving on the other side of the road, and we immediately were like, we've got to go get that dog. So we did a U-turn and came back, and I parked the car and Gav just ran out. But in the meantime, the dog had gone back onto McLennan Street, and there was cars coming at it from all directions.
No one was slowing down?
So that's the thing. That's why I say there was some great people in this situation and some horrible people. There was about four cars who'd pulled over that we'd seen. One had pulled over further down the road. Another one had pulled over, but they kind of pulled over and then kept going.
So it's like a mob effort. There's Gav and a couple of others chasing the dog.
Well, I kind of lost sight of Gav because he jumped out when I was in the middle of the road, so I had to go park the car. Went and parked it in the Macca's car park there and got out, and then I couldn't see him anyway. I couldn't see him. And I was like, oh, God, because it was pandemonium. All these cars, this is what really annoyed me. So many cars weren't doing anything but beeping at this dog. I'm like, beeping's just going to scare it even more.
Absolutely.
And so the dog was so frightened. And so I was really mad at those people, but really happy at the people
Tell them how you feel.
Yeah. Don't beep at a dog that's obviously scared and running for its life. I mean, I know
people
it's a stupid dog.
People might be busy. They might be trying to get somewhere at school holidays. Like the dog's annoying them. It's in the way.
No. It's risking lives. And so eventually completely lost Gav. I went and took the car back around the other side of the street because I assumed that he'd crossed the road with the dog.
Gavin is the dog.
Plot twist. and eventually I called him because I couldn't see him anywhere. And he's like, I'm with the owner. Somehow the owner had found out that the dog was there. And they come traipsing up from the bush, still trying to catch the dog. The dog's still in front of them. And Gav had gone right into the bush to get it and bring it back. And the owner was just frantic, the poor lady. She said he'd been missing for 4 hours.
Stop it.
Running around the place. Yeah.
Oh, and so you did a good thing for it.
Yeah, eventually we got it back into the car, which was difficult because she didn't have a lead either.
So was there anyone else around or was it just Gav and the owner?
At this point, no. So a fair few cars stopped. He said at one point he saw four cars stopped, but no one really stopped enough. And the beeping was the whole problem because the dog just got so scared.
So did Gav get anything from the owner, like a thanks or a pat on the back?
No,
or?
The poor lady, she was so distressed by it all. You could tell she'd been really stressed, and so she was calling her partner like, he's fine, we found him.
We
gave the dog some water.
No,
no. We gave the dog a little bit of water and put it in the car, and Bob's your uncle.
That's a nice story. It's a feel-good story. I've got here's a quick one for you. I pulled over once because I saw a little turtle crossing the road in the bush.
Right.
And I saw it and I was like, if a car comes, it's going to hit it. Mm. Anyway, coming towards us is an L-plater.
Oh, no.
And so I kind of step out in this country lane and like wave him down, like slow down, slow down, slow down. And then they see me. And instead of slowing down, he accelerates. And I'm like, move out of the way, move out of the way.
Why did he accelerate?
And so what he does is he sees the turtle, this L-plater, swerves to miss it. And in doing so, I just hear this crunch. I shouldn't be laughing. It actually was one of the most sickening feelings I've ever had. Because I pulled over.
Why did he speed up?
Because he thought he was trying to move it, but he timed it so badly that he actually lined it up by accident. Oh. I have never. That has stood. That was about 10 years ago. That memory has sat with me the whole time that I got out to do something nice.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this L-plater who's like trying to avoid this thing, and I see what I saw will stick with me forever.
Oh.
So let's just, at least Gav has a good ending to his story,
I mean,
you know?
Here am I, like, hoping to finish this break on, like, a Gav's a hero, we're all heroes, and just bringing it down with your dead turtle story.
I'm trying to be a hero. Always trying to be a hero. Never working.
No, you've ruined it. You've ruined it.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
I'm a bit concerned because...
Oh, talk to me, Ellie. Oh,
thanks.
Oh, Councillor Josiah, he's sitting, he's ready for you.
Thanks so much. Thanks
it's a
so
safe
much.
Place in here.
Is it?
Okay. It's just you and I.
You and I and the Golden Valley.
500,000 listeners.
Big call. Sorry, as you may or may not know, I don't know if I've mentioned it on the show before, but I have a boyfriend.
Who?
Yeah, I do.
You don't?
I do.
What's his name?
His name's Gavin.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And we had a rocky start to the relationship in that he was, we were both living in Perth. I then got a job here. We were only just like newly dating. So I said, don't worry about it. Let's just call it quits. I'm moving here. Then he just chipped away at me, threw in a couple of visits to Shepparton.
Couldn't let go of the old Ellie.
Couldn't let go. And then all of a sudden, love is in the air. We'd fallen in love.
Who dropped the L-bomb first?
Me.
And of course he did.
Because I knew that he did, okay? We've been over this. He was just too scared to say it. I was the one with the balls.
Glad you thought, because there's a lot of people that think, but they don't know they know
yeah,
they
imagine.
Know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, fair enough. Anyway, so we've had this relationship. It's been about 2.5 months since we agreed officially. This is it. We're going to do this.
2.5 months since the grey area finished.
Yes.
And the L word was dropped and we are on.
Yeah, there was a 6 months of what are we before that. But 2 months. And it's been great. He's been over here a bunch of times. I've been back to Perth a couple of times.
He's very committed to you, coming every single weekend for the last 3 weeks from Perth. That is a huge effort.
Yeah, yeah.
So we should, though.
Yeah, well, I'm a
You're
catch.
You're a catch, Ellie. Yeah,
oh,
there you
thanks,
go.
Jay. Jinx. Thanks, buddy. So it's been great. We've done all these romantic things. We've had weekends in Melbourne's. We've had weekends in Beechworth.
Shepparton's.
We've been fishing on the Murray. Like, we've been everywhere.
Did you go back to Perth's at all?
Yes, we did go back to Perth.
Remember we went to a Chuka's last week?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Barley's
is an awesome trip, yeah. Did you go on the aeroplanes together? You just snorted. That's your first snort on the show. I love it. That's such a simple joke as well. Ellie's lost it.
Okay. Right.
Can you get on with your stories?
Sorry.
So what has Gavin's done?
Oh, God, I got to take my scarf off. It's getting hot in here. So... Where was I with my story? I've been distracted.
You've been on holidays. You're going all year.
We've done all these romantic things. And I keep thinking, like, when's the honeymoon period going to end? Because we're so, like, happy. Everything's great.
It shouldn't end.
Romantic. But, like, I just from experience, everyone says, oh, you're in the honeymoon period. Like, that'll come to an end. And I'm like, no, it won't. We love each other, whatever. And then last night.
Oh, no. What has he done?
I just came to the realization that maybe it's come to an end.
Who? You or him? Who did it? You're talking about?
I'm talking about Gav and I were lying in bed. We'd had a lovely night. He'd cooked me dinner. He'd given me a massage.
Oh, he did.
Beautiful. And then I just hear a little under the sheets. And I'm like, Gavin! What are you?
He's a little game of Dutch oven.
He just looks at me and he goes, it's time. Oh, like, it's not time.
Like it's an official thing.
Yes.
Like there's the I love you in the relationship.
Yes.
No, so there's the let's make this official. There's the I love you.
Yeah.
And then there's who farts first. Of course you don't know.
Well, girls don't. That's the
What do girls do? They
Girls just have unicorn dust coming out.
Yeah, and pink lollipops
pink
and
lollipops,
red lollies and all that sort of stuff.
Some red frogs thrown in.
Of course.
Wow,
that is a huge step.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were going to say...
No, he's... Do you know what? God bless his soul because he has... He's not done that in front of me. He's not...
Oh, good. He's not doing it with the door open or anything like that.
No. In fact, I haven't... He's been such a ninja about it. Like, props to him. I'm so proud of him.
Because he does it. Boys don't do it either.
No,
that's
the thing. Apparently. And I like that. I keep saying to him, I was like, let's keep this poo ninja thing going for as long as we can.
See, I had a friend who is married and they've got two kids together and he still doesn't in front of his wife.
Good.
So there's,
I'm proud of him.
I see, I get some relationships are like that. Like it's nice to have that respect still, but then at the same time, you need to be comfortable.
No, I would be happy if our relationship never involved
that.
That.
Well, there's no judgment because you know, like half the people, like my friend, you know, have that respect and that's the relationship they have.
Mm-hmm.
But I reckon the majority are the complete opposite. I reckon 90% of my friends, me included, no problem at all to let Smokey off the chain.
Smokey off the chain.
Yeah, he's named. Do you not call it that?
What is that?
What about on my first day here? Speaking of, let's move on to our relationship,
okay.
Our little radio marriage.
Yeah.
One of the first things Ellie said to me, Goulburn Valley, was when I walked, she goes, just so you know, I'm like, first of all, we haven't had our show yet, first show yet. You're like, just so you know, I haven't no farting in the studio rule.
Well, it's there is no airflow in here or in this tiny little box.
I mean, there's heating. If Gav wanted to play Dutch ovens under the sheets, I'd tell you what, we could play a ripping game in this studio.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
I really use this show as just like a way to kind of...
I think it's therapy for you.
It really is therapy. I get stuff
I'm
off my
therapist.
Chest.
So are the people of the Goulburn Valley.
They are. I need validation from people a lot of the time. So I'm like, hey, is it okay that I like eat egg whites and stuff? But yeah, last night my boyfriend Gavin crossed the threshold and let off a little bit of a noise in front of me. Then I, whoa, we didn't need to.
I didn't know. Gavin walked in.
Oh, God. Jenny from Shep, you've given us a call. Have you got some advice for me on the honeymoon period? Has it ended? What's going on?
Sort of. I've got my partner said to me after we've been together about 3 months and I hadn't let wind in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
That best I let wind in front of him because if I'm holding that back from him, what else am I holding back?
So he thinks by you holding back on that front that you could have some other trust issues in your relationship.
Well, that's what he reckons.
So at the end of the conversation when he said that, did you just like do a big release and just, oh, thank God, it's all out?
Pretty much.
Jenny, you're ruining my theory that girls don't poo. Come
there
on.
There needs to be more girls like you around, Jenny.
Oh, thanks so much for your call.
All right, have a good one.
I feel like despite that, though, I'm still not going to do it ever.
I'm Team Jenny. Great idea.
Of course you are. You just want to be able to fart up a storm yourself, buddy.
I do.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
We didn't intend to spend 40 minutes of the show talking about this, but the phones are going wild.
People love a story, but when the honeymoon period's gone over and someone has crossed that line and it's all about in your relationship and everyone's been there, is when is the appropriate time to let a little off the chain? Usually it's the guys, but we do have some girls calling up saying they've been doing it as well.
Yeah. Ruth from Dookie, you've given us a call. What have you got to weigh in?
I've been with my husband for 20 years and I have never done that in front of him.
See, I love these stories. What about in return, Ruth? Has your husband done it in front of you?
Oh, yes, all the time.
Yeah, that's like my relationship. It's all me, not her.
If it happens when I'm asleep, that's not my fault, so it hasn't happened.
No, that's fair enough, you know? You don't have control as much when you're
that's
unconscious.
Right. So if I'm asleep, it hasn't happened, but as far as I'm concerned, we've been married for 15 years, together for 20 years, and I've never farted in front of him.
Yeah, and you know what? If you do it in your sleep, he can suck it up.
Literally.
That's right, it's not my fault.
Ruth, I'm proud of you, sister. Good on you. I'm going to attempt to do the same thing in my relationship with Gav. Who knows how long I'm going to go for now that he's popping off left, right and centre, though.
Yeah, well, look, my husband always says excuse me afterwards, so that's okay.
Well, that makes it all better then, doesn't it?
Crack a window, say excuse me and you're good to go.
That's right.
Oh, thanks so much for your call, Ruth.
No worries. Bye.
See you later. Yeah. Oh, God. Who would have thought we'd get so much legs out of that? Oh. Love it.
Or wind.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
I want to know 13, 12, 16 and get involved. I want to know if your pet has saved your life or if your pet's come to the rescue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everyone has it. A lot of people in the Goulburn Valley have animals.
Mm.
And if you've had a story like that, yeah, get involved, 13, 12, 16. I want to go over to Arizona.
I don't have any Arizonan music.
That's
for
all right. You don't need to.
Sorry.
I like a little a middle American story, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Is that south?
Oh, I'm not good with my American geography.
Anyway, Paula Godwin, she was taking her cute little golden retriever Todd for a walk.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
The story
is
just
getting
better and better.
A little puppy. They're going for a walk down the street.
Yeah.
And as you do in Arizona, out of nowhere comes a rattlesnake.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Is that a common thing to happen in Arizona?
Well, I feel like if you watch the country western shows, things mm-hmm. like that, there's always a rattlesnake somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I could have got a rattlesnake sound effect. Yeah, okay.
That was all right. Yeah. Anyway, Paula's walking with her little puppy, Todd, and she's like, oh, I should probably avoid it. The snake gets closer and closer.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to avoid it more and more. And the best thing to do with a snake is just avoid at all costs. Anyway, it comes closer, closer, closer.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden it makes a play at her. It's hungry. What? It goes to bite Paula. And just as it goes to bite her, the dog gets a sense of it. This is amazing.
Mm.
Jumps in front of the snake and Paula's leg and cops the snake bite to the face.
Oh. Todd, your bloody hero.
Todd is such a cute little puppy. Have a look at that photo there.
Oh, Todd. It's a swollen. Okay, Josiah, show me a photo right now of Todd. Half of Todd's face is swollen. Swollen dogs have got to be the cutest things in the world.
Where were we the other day? Ellie started Googling swollen dogs.
It's just so cute. If you've got time right now.
Who's got time to do that? I mean, it was adorable. I'm not going to take that away from you.
It was the best. Just type into Google, swollen dogs, go to images. Oh, God.
Good news is Todd has survived. Good, the cute puppy. His face looks like something else. My goodness.
He's a little cutie.
Poor little thing. He's safe, but she wrote on Facebook, this is what a hero looks like.
Oh, Todd.
I love that. So if you do have a story, 13, 12, 16, when did a pet save your life?
Yeah, I was watching a video on Facebook the other day with a pet, a dog, police dogs in Germany, I think it is.
I saw this video.
Did you see that? They're saving lives. They've learned how to do CPR. And so they're doing a kind of a show and tell type thing. And the cop pretends to like fall on the ground and pretends he's dead. And the dog comes along and does CPR on his chest.
He's unbelievable.
Like putting the front feet on the chest.
He's literally jump starting his heart again.
Yeah.
Amazing what animals can do.
Oh, they're clever creatures.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yeah, we're taking your calls on 13, 12, 16. When did your pet save your life? We want pet rescue stories. After in Arizona, a lady, Paula Goodwin, whatever it is, she was taking her little cute golden retriever, Todd, for a walk.
Mm.
And a rattlesnake came out of nowhere, came to attack her. The dog spotted it, jumped in between, got the dog on the face. She's put up a photo on Facebook. His face is so swollen.
He's so cute.
He survived. He does look very cute, though. And she's put it up on Facebook saying, my dog saved my life. So we're taking your calls at the moment.
We've got a message on our Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page from Brittany. I love this story already. She said, Grandpa used to live on the Murray. He had a dog called Wiggs. And one night, this guy fell out of the boat. He was fishing with his friends. Wiggs dragged the man onto the bank and put her pups and herself around the cold man to keep him warm.
Unbelievable.
Wiggs, you bloody hero.
See, dogs, they just know.
Yeah.
Many animals do. It's like they have this instinct for it.
Yeah.
So we're taking your calls 13, 12, 16. Hey, friend of the show, Channel 9's Mia Edgerton Warburton has given us a call. Mia, good morning.
Good morning. First time caller, long time
listener. Hey, Mia, how nice is that sunrise outside, by the way, quickly?
Oh, it's so beautiful. I was going to mention it because you guys can't see it that well, but it's been pink the whole way I've been driving.
Yeah, just seeing it outside the window now. So you've got a pet story for us. What happened?
Yeah, so I grew up on a farm and it was pretty isolated. I didn't have a lot of friends, but I had this cat called Chino that was my best friend.
Turner.
Chino thought he was a dog, so when I went on walks, he'd just follow me around everywhere. And one day we were on a big, long walk across the farm, through the land, and this huge, it looked like an eagle, but I don't think it was in hindsight. It was huge. This massive bird came and, was hovering above me, and I was like, oh, no, this is not good. And then it swooped, and I fell to the ground and he jumped into the air and tried to get it. And it was the most incredible experience of my life.
Wow.
Chino
the cat jumped into the air as this, it was like war of the, worst enemies. Like they met mid-collision, in the air. It was incredible.
Man, I can't believe your life flashed before your eyes.
I know that eagle.
So
you're a little girl too, Mia. So that eagle could have just grabbed you in its talons and flown you away.
I would have been taken away from my family, raised by the bird.
Do you think, my views towards cats. I'm a bit skeptical about cats. Do you think that it was genuinely because Chino cared about you or just he was hungry and wanted to eat a bird?
Part of me thinks it's because he loves me and part of me thinks it's because, how cats just love to, jump on things that are, moving.
Mm.
So, it's Don't ruin the story.
Man, I just can't believe you've survived and are here to tell the story. That's just crazy.
I live to tell the tale, guys.
Wow, a wedge tail.
Oh, good one.
Thanks.
It's the best gag you've ever made.
I'll take that. Let's run with it and get out of it. I'm done for the day. See you, guys.
Thanks for calling, Mia. We'll talk to you on Friday for your GV wrap.
Can't wait.
Bye.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
I've got an idea for your boyfriend, Gav.
Do you?
Yeah, really good idea.
Is it for him to clean up his socks?
No, it's not for him to clean up his mess.
Oh, God.
It's not for him to stop watching the football on the TV.
I would say, is it for him to cook me dinner? But he cooked me dinner for the first time last night.
Oh, I got a Snapchat from your roommate. That looked delicious.
It was so good.
Yeah, it looked really nice.
Yeah, he killed it.
Has he got a spare $145 million?
I don't know. He could hit up LeBron.
He could. He, what was that, 140, 154
for LeBron to go to the Lakers?
Well, you know what? LeBron could do this. I know he's already married.
Mm.
But if LeBron wanted to, you can now propose in space overlooking the moon for $145 million.
Do you have to propose, or can you just go on like a journey to the moon?
Well, you can just go, but it's actually the point of this is for people wanting to propose. So basically, right. This company, they do extravagant proposals. They do anything from small things like organize someone to hand deliver flowers for you with a note saying, meet me at this hotel room, to the biggest one being this.
That sounds like the best job in the world.
Doesn't it? And it's going to be launching in March 2022. So only 4 years away, fellas. Start saving up. So how's this? I'll tell you what it involves.
Mm.
It's a 1 week flight.
Mm-hmm.
You're by yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not in a rocket with a team. You're by yourself. So they're launching some sort of technology where the two of you can be in this capsule that just launches into space. It's controlled by Earth, so you don't have to do anything.
What if something goes wrong? What if they go and make repairs on the outside of the rocket ship?
This is the funny thing. So, right, if you're getting proposed to, you kind of want it to be in the spur of the moment.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to do this, or if Gav wanted to do this for you, or I wanted to do this for my girlfriend, Mia, you got to do 12 weeks of prerequisite technical and physical training.
That's what I mean. Surely they're not just going to like let you go. Like, okay, welcome to, you know, here you go. Welcome to your proposal. Up you go.
Yeah, hey, babe, I'm thinking about proposing to you in about 12 weeks. Do you mind if we do some training for it? Because I'm going to go do it in space. You take off from Florida. Oh, by the way, we've got to fly to Florida to get a rocket to the space. But it's all legit. So it's a week-long trip.
Yeah.
So it takes 3 days to arrive in lunar orbit, which is kind of just above the Earth.
Yeah.
And there's a period after 3 days where there's a 30-minute time where you have to propose. All communication is cut off from Earth for 30 minutes. You get...
But do you want to call your mum and tell her you're engaged?
No, you've got 30 minutes to enjoy the moment.
No, I got to update my Facebook status to engaged.
No, you'll do that after 30 minutes. Don't worry about that. Or a week later when you touch back down. So during that time, you get a little compartment in your spacesuit where your engagement's ring is secretly hidden.
Oh, good.
Because it's not a secret after 12 weeks of training and flying to space. Hey, babe, why are we going to space together? Babe, why are we doing 12 weeks of space training? Any reason? No reason. I just felt like taking you to space. Hey, babe, why are we $145 million short of cash? Don't worry about it. You'll find out soon, babe. Just get good at your space training in case something definitely goes wrong. As you go through that 30-minute period, Frank Sinatra's song Fly Me to the Moon comes on.
Come fly.
We didn't have time to run that in, so we just got this one instead.
This will do. All the greatest Frank Sinatra hits. Let's be honest, he is great.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, quick side note, a little off track. Whenever I have my little siestas in the afternoon when I get really tired, if I can't sleep, I just put Frank Sinatra on.
Do you?
Yeah, I fall asleep to Frankie Boy every day.
Do you?
I love him.
I don't. But cool story.
Thanks. We should play him on here. Let's run that one by the bosses. So, and then once you've proposed, you then have to spend 3 days coming back to Earth where you finally touch down.
Oh, that's good. You can plan the wedding.
Yeah, and you can start to prepare the wedding with your friends and neighbours. So if any guys are interested and have a spare $145 million lying around and want to propose to their missus, let me know. I'll put you in touch with this company. And in 2022... You can...
So not only do you have to do the 12-month training, but now you've got to wait until 2022 as well.
It's only 12 weeks.
12
don't be,
weeks?
Don't be
I'm
silly.
So sorry.
Ellie,
in that
how
case,
dare you?
Gav, can you give Gav the number?
Yeah, Gav, pull your finger out, mate. You've got some training and saving to do.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.